Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whichever the case may be. And thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of our 101 series. I am Matt Lehman, the owner of Finders Thrift and Vinyl in La Quinta, California. And on this episode, we're going to try to teach you the difference between a serigraph, a gicle, an etching, and an engraving. These can be very tricky, and it's kind of important to know the difference because sometimes there's a copy of both and one is way more valuable than the other. And it will also help you to know what you're looking at when you're picking something up at a thrift store, an estate sale, or wherever you find them. So I'll go through these real quickly and then I'll kind of try to give you some distinguishing differences. A serigraph is kind of like silk screening or screen printing. Basically, they block out parts of a screen with wax or some sort of oily substance, or actually it's kind of water or oil depending on it, how they're doing it. And then they ink the silk screen or the screen print, or the screen, and then they press it onto paper, and then they take the second part of the screen or a second screen that's exactly the same. They block out a different section and then ink it with a different color and then press it, and then they do it with a third screen and a fourth screen and a fifth screen, depending on how many colors. So each color is a different screen. So each one of those screens is exactly the same except for a different section is blocked out. A gicle is a museum quality inkjet print, meaning they printed it with a computer or with a high-end inkjet printer. I believe they started those in the 80s, and boy, were they popular, which means there are a lot of them out there. An etching is basically they take a tool and carve. Etching came after engraving. Engraving was first, but etching, they take a little tool and they carve out pieces of copper or pieces of metal, and they etch this image onto this piece of copper. And depending on how deeply they cut those grooves will hold more ink. And then they ink them, and then they wipe off the excess ink. So basically the ink is laying in these little caves or the little crevices that they have etched out. And then they take a piece of paper, put it on top of that, and they run a very, very heavy press over top of it, and it presses it into the paper. So if you look at an etching, you'll see a dimpled edge all the way around the image, and that's where the paper was pressed into the etching. An engraving is pretty similar to that, although it's almost the opposite. It's very much kind of like a serigraph, except it's done usually on wood blocks or something like that. They will cut out, they will take out certain sections and ink them similarly. The difference between an etching and an engraving, if you're looking at one and you don't know the difference, first look around the edge of the image, or look if you can pull it off the frame to see if there is that dimpled edge where it was pressed very, very hardly. That would be very hard against the etching plate. That would be the edge of the plate, and that's where it was pressed down. Etchings also have gray tones. With engravings are usually very straight lines, and all of the little lines that you see that make up the image are usually very straight, and they're everywhere. Like, you'll see them if it's a picture of a building with clouds in the background. You'll see lines in the clouds, you'll see lines in the sky, you'll see lines in the building, in the grass, and that's kind of how they were able to get their shadows and make things look like there's different tones. But there's really only just how thick and thin those, or how closely together those lines are. With an etching, you will actually see gray tones in the color because that's how much ink they had pressed on it. I believe that's how that works. But you'll see different colors of gray, and it doesn't necessarily have lines everywhere on it. You'll see blank sections of paper that just have kind of a gray color to them with no lines or anything in it. So why is this important? Well, it's important because you need to know what you're looking at when you're looking to buy something. If you're at a thrift store, because they're not going to tell you what it is or know what it is. So if you're looking at something and it's a black and white and it looks like a drawing and it has gray tones in it and it's not completely filled with straight lines and it has curly lines and different color lines, or not different color, but different size and shape lines, then it's probably an etching, especially if it has a dimpled or impressed edge all the way around the image. Then it's probably most likely an etching. An engraving, almost all the lines in it will be absolutely straight. There won't be that dimpled edge around this image, and it will not have any gray tones. It's just straight black and white. A serigraph will have, it'll look like a silk screen or a screen printing, and The Giclées, if you look at it closely, you'll see that it is done with the printer. And the easiest way, you should always have a magnifying glass, especially if you're looking at art, is to get up close to it and see. And that way, because if you're looking at something and you think it's an actual pencil sketch and you get up close and you can see that it was printed, then you know it's a print. It may be a Giclée, probably not. But it may just be a print. Same thing with a serigraph. If you're looking at something and you don't know, you think it's a real image that somebody had drawn, if you're not looking at it with a magnifying glass, then you may be paying way too much for something or thinking you're getting a deal on something and realistically you're overpaying for it because it wasn't an actual art piece. And so that's the biggest tip I can tell you is carry a magnifying glass and look closely at the signature and kind of know what you're looking at is an etching or an engraving, and then you're more apt to do more, to be able to do more realistic research on the piece. I always look, same thing, you can do the same thing with autographs and signatures to tell if they're auto-penned or if they're a real signature or if it's a copy. If you take a magnifying glass and you look at the signature, you'll be able to tell because a real signature with a real pen, whether it's a Sharpie or a pen or a pencil, will have high points and low points because when you raise and lower your pen, when you're crossing your T's, you're dotting your I's, you're pulling your pencil off or your pen off, you get less ink on it. If it's a copy, you won't see that. It will be just ink. And you can set, it's hard to explain this without actually showing you an example, but if you take a look at a real signature, like write your name on a piece of paper and then take a copy of it, maybe make a inkjet copy of it, you'll see that there's a clear difference. You can tell when there's ink on a page versus when it was printed. So hopefully this will give you another arrow in your quiver while you're out there looking for treasure. As always, good luck out there and happy hunting.